The Presbyterian Church in the USA released a report at the 1932 General Assembly entitled Rethinking Missions. This report was from the Board of Foreign Mission. It argued, in a spirit of theological liberalism, that the church needed to, as the title has it, rethink missions. Missions in the past, the report argued, were about bringing the gospel to heathen people. These would be people who had never heard the gospel before, never had access to God's word, and so it was absolutely crucial for missionaries to bring the good news of the gospel to these people groups, and that was what the church was doing with missions. This report, however, argued that as we entered into the 20th century, we have a more enlightened view of humanity, and we should be far more tolerant than those of the previous generations. That in our tolerance, we should recognize that there is some validity to these non-Christian religions, and so we need to rethink missions. It's not so much about bringing the gospel as it is, and this was very much in keeping with trends there in the early 20th century, that missions should be about improving the social betterment and the social status of peoples around the world. And so there needs to be more of a concern with issues of a social nature than issues of a gospel nature. This was a report submitted to the General Assembly. Of course, when J. Gresham Machen read this report, he could not have disagreed more strongly, and probably with every single word. He took two actions. His first action was to submit an overture to his presbytery to challenge that report. And the second thing he did was he wrote a report of his own. And he wrote an essay, or a booklet really, called The Responsibility of the Church in Our New Age. Let me just bring a few quotes from that book to you. He says, "When I say that a true Christian church is radically intolerant," and this is very countercultural of Machen, "when I say a true Christian church is radically intolerant, I mean simply that the church must maintain the high exclusiveness and universality of its message. It presents the gospel of Jesus Christ not merely as one way of salvation, but as the only way. It cannot make common cause with other faiths. It cannot agree not to proselytize. Its appeal is universal, and it admits of no exceptions. All are lost in sin. None may be saved except by the way set forth in the gospel." And that, to Machen, was the meaning of missions. Now, he also submitted that overture to his presbytery, and we need to see how well that fared, and it did not fare well at all. It was roundly rejected by his presbytery, the New Brunswick Presbytery. And when it was rejected and defeated in presbytery, that meant that Machen's overture would not even get to the floor of the General Assembly. So the report was released in 1932. Machen hoped to debate it in 1933. That didn't happen. And when that didn't happen, Machen felt no choice but to withdraw his support from the Presbyterian Board of Foreign Mission. And he founded what he came to call the Independent Board of Presbyterian Foreign Missions. He founded that in 1933. That board, largely funded by Machen himself, sent out its first missionaries to China in 1934. It was also that board that would get Machen in trouble. That was taken as a direct attack on his denomination. And so his presbytery began to challenge Machen, and they actually defrocked him of his credentials, and he had his trials. And that lasted for a year and a half within his denomination before his defrocking was upheld and Machen was kicked out of the Presbyterian Church USA. It had to do with missions, and it had to do with the gospel. I'm Steve Nichols. Thanks for listening to 5 Minutes in Church History. We have time for a bonus quote, this from the 20th century figure C.S. Lewis. "If you don't read good books, you'll read bad ones. If you don't go on thinking rationally, you will think irrationally. If you reject aesthetic satisfactions, you will fall into sensual satisfactions."